At its best, the military is a model of good race relations, since successful missions require trust and respect among service members. Our Veterans Voices series continues with Air Force veteran and Wright State University student David Morse of Riverside and Air Force veteran Mia Walthers of Huber Heights, who both saw less prejudice in the military than they did as civilians.
I was actually born in South Korea. I'm not quite sure what town. I know it was close to Seoul, but unfortunately, back in the dark ages, they didn't keep very good records. It was kind of an ugly period in history. Vietnam War was wrapping up, and biracial children like myself, we weren't really looked upon too favorably.
Yeah.
So my father was an American Army serviceman, and he and my mother got married in Korea, and we all moved here. He adopted me when I was about 4 years old. And my perception of the military, even at such a young age, was it was a place of equality. If you worked hard, you studied hard, you did the right thing, then my perception was that you could get ahead, that you were accepted. I was active duty in the Air Force as a weather specialist. And even once I got in, I had great advocates. I had great mentors. So my experiences were always very positive.
Absolutely. Even within my own military career, the only, statuses that I knew of were of rank, you know,
right.
Officers and enlisted, and then NCOs versus airmen and all that stuff. So,
yeah. And my children grew up on a military installation. They were born on military installations. Some of them, one of them went to school on a military installation. And all of our neighbors were biracial. You know, it was black, white, Asian, Filipino, Hispanic. It didn't matter. Everybody was more mixed than they were just one race.
Yeah.
And you feed them. Like, you don't feed one child. You feed all of the kids, you know. And anybody that's ever lived in base housing laughs and smiles because they get it.
Yeah.
You know, they're all your kids. And my kids never really understood differences. They understood it because they saw it every day, but it's accepted.
Right.
It is what it is. They really didn't see the uglier side of it until they left the gates of the base. Yeah.
Mm.
When we retired and moved to Huber Heights, my daughter, she came home the first day and said, "Hey, Mom, this kid followed me around today." And he said, "Hey, Ching Chong Ching, why don't you go back to your country?" And she said, "Well, you're stupid. I'm Korean." So I was like, "Oh, good for you, honey." That's exactly how you handle it.
My dad, when I was growing up, he was military. So I was a military brat traveling all over the place.
Right.
I really didn't have a true concept of racism or any of that stuff. I actually didn't learn a lot of those terms until I was actually in high school because I just wasn't exposed to it.
To be honest with you, in the 20 plus 30 years that I've been affiliated with the military, there hasn't really been anything that's shown me differently. And I'm not saying it didn't exist. I'm not naive. And sometimes things are left unsaid, so you don't hear it. But with that said, I think for me, with my background, I think it has a lot to do with the sense of camaraderie and being accepted and knowing that when you wear that uniform, you're part of the same family.
Air Force veterans Mia Walthers and David Morse. Veterans Voices is produced in collaboration with the Veteran and Military Center at Wright State University. This series is supported by Wright Pat Credit Union.